A reading from 1 Samuel. Now this man used to go up, year by year, from his town to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts at Shiloh, where the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were priests of the Lord. On the day when Elkanah sacrificed, he would give portions to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion, because he loved her, though the Lord had closed her womb. Her rival used to provoke her severely, to irritate her, because the Lord had closed her womb. So it went on, year by year. As often as she went up to the house of the Lord, she used to provoke her. Therefore Hannah wept and would not eat. Her husband Elkanah said to her, "Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? Why is your heart sad? Am I not more to you than 10 sons?" After they had eaten and drunk at Shiloh, Hannah rose and presented herself before the Lord. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat beside the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. She made this vow, "O Lord of hosts, if only you will look on the misery of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give your servant a male child, then I will set him before you as a Nazarite until the day of his death." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
As you already know, today is Pledge Sunday at Broadway, and soon we'll ask our members to bring forward their pledges for the 2022-2023 fiscal year. It's incredible that we are already thinking and planning for 2023, even while we're all still half stuck in 2020. But time and tide tarry not, and believe it or not, the future is not that far away. Pledge Sunday is a tough assignment for most preachers. And I admit that I myself once shrank from the task. But 2 decades into this ministry now, I'm a lot less skittish when it comes to matters of money than I used to be. And I'm a lot bolder when it comes to asking the congregation for its consideration. And that is because, well, for one, I know that you expect it. And two, because I really do believe in the church universal, and this church in particular. So right off, let me tell you what we need to run Broadway Baptist Church. We have a little over $2 million operating budget here, 3/4 of which comes from the people in the pews. We do have an endowment that helps us make improvements to the building and pay some of our mission endeavors. We are very grateful for this money. But the endowment is still relatively small given the size of our overall operation. So we really do depend upon you for the bulk of the ministry and the missions of the church. The leadership of the church is hoping that you will pledge 3/4 of our operating needs in this year's stewardship campaign. So what I'm asking for, $1.5 million, from you and about 500 of your neighbors. It's a lot, but together we can do it. This year's stewardship campaign theme is Faith and Love in Action. And I'm appreciative of everyone who puts their faith and love into action by giving to and through the church. There are gifts of surplus and there are gifts of sacrifice. And we depend upon them all. So on behalf of the staff and lay leadership of Broadway, I thank you all for the serious consideration you have given or are still giving to your commitments to our congregation. We are very grateful. And we are also accountable. I want you to know that you can pledge with confidence to this place, trusting that we will be good stewards of all that is given to us. Our staff here is exceptional, and we work very hard at everything that we do. We run a lean crew without any fat anywhere. But on a shoestring budget, we strive to be excellent in all things. And most of the time, I think we are. Not perfect, but excellent. And that is a tradition you should be able to expect here at Broadway. Something else you should expect is that we not only be excellent, but also truly accountable. To that end, we do a full year-end audit each and every year so that everyone can give with confidence, knowing that everything is above board here at Broadway. As one audit firm I know says, in God we trust, everyone else we audit. We are audited yearly, and I hope that helps to make us more trustworthy in your mind. In my mind, it allows me to ask with confidence for your prayerful pledge. A pledge is a firm commitment and a solemn promise. It's a declaration of what one truly intends and is also able to do financially for the sake of the church in a single year. It's a promise we can pretty much take to the bank, barring unforeseen circumstances, of course. It's something that we can count on. Today's lesson gives us a story about a pledge. Hannah had come to the temple a barren woman, but she made her pledge. If she were to become pregnant, the child would be given completely to the Lord. And when it came to pass, Hannah was good to her word. She kept her promise. And after he was weaned, her little son Samuel was left there at the temple with the old priest Eli at Shiloh. Now, let me give you some good news. We do not want and will not accept your firstborn children. We have our hands full as it is. But we will accept your pledge. And we do ask for your commitments. And we ask for your promises. And in turn, we promise to you our own commitments to accountability and good conscience. In the story about Samuel and Hannah, Eli at Shiloh had completely lost control of his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. Sons of the priest, it could be said these two were the original PKs, priests or preachers' kids, and they gave all subsequent PKs their bad reputation. But these two were worse than bad. They stole from the Lord. And they took advantage of the women in the church. And it was a very, very dark chapter in the history of the temple at the time. But beginning with Hannah's pledge, and the birth and the call of her son Samuel into ministry, this signaled a great reform in the priesthood and a renewed holiness, meaning integrity, in the temple. As I said earlier, we are not perfect, but we do strive for excellence, and we also strive for integrity, knowing that if we miss the mark on excellence from time to time, we will be forgiven, as you forgive us this morning for the speakers going out. But if we miss the mark on integrity, like Hophni and Phinehas did, then there is nothing we can do to get back our good name. It's everything. Integrity in the house of the Lord is everything. So we pledge ourselves as staff and as leaders. I pledge myself as priest and preacher to the holy integrity of this place. And because of that pledge, I am not ashamed to preach on money here in the holy sanctuary. This is a church of Christian charity. It is a church of moral clarity. We worship God in beauty and also in holiness. As I say every week, we are a place of extraordinary worship and also extravagant hospitality, and we need your help to continue being so. As I said earlier, we don't have an inordinately large endowment. It's relatively small compared to our peers, though if one or two of you want to make it bigger, I'd be happy to talk to you over lunch. I'll buy within budget. But most of us can't give $1 million to multiply the endowment. I can't. And I can remember when Irie and I were so poor we couldn't hardly give anything at all to the church, just like Rosemary said. But Irie and I pledged that we would give when we could, and now we can. And we do. And we will. You have our word. We give what we can. You give what you can. And it all combines to make an overall pledge the finance committee uses to build a budget so that the church can do what it can. This is a prudent and reasonable way of budgeting, forecasting and planning and living within our means, just like at home or in business or anywhere else where we can't lawfully print our own money. There's no Baptist mint. So we need your help. In a moment, during the latter stanzas of the hymn of response, the congregation will be asked to come forward and put pledges in the baskets up here at the front. I appreciate everyone who came prepared to do so today with a pre-planned pledge this morning. But some of you are not prepared today, and I want you to know that that's okay. Many of you aren't members and aren't expected to pledge anyhow. Some of you are members but don't know what to pledge. Let me encourage you this morning not to hastily try to fill anything out between now and the hymn of response. You either won't be able to afford it or you'll stress yourself out in trying to keep it. That is not what this is about. This is not about guilt or have to or you should or you better. That's the wrong message and the wrong theology and the wrong way to think about a commitment to giving. A commitment is a free act. It's an act of self-giving in response to the goodness of God's giving. It's an act of grace in response to God's grace. So it's never forced. It's not even required. Nobody told Hannah she had to lay that baby on the altar. She just did, and her husband, Elkanah, said what seemed right to her she should do in her heart. You may not know what seems right to you today. My encouragement to you is to wait and to think on it and to pray on it. If you aren't ready with a pledge, don't feel forced and don't make one up on the fly. Just remain in your seat. Or if you intend to give later, come down here today symbolically. Drop a blank card in the basket if you need to. It won't be the only one. You can pick another one up in the office and fill it out later. When you're ready to make a pledge, you know you can keep and want to keep. That is a pledge of integrity. A pledge is a promise with integrity. It is a vow. And we come today, like Hannah, to make our vows before the Lord. And in due time, like Hannah also, we'll come back to fulfill those vows before the Lord as well. May we pledge today freely and with grace. And may we pledge with confidence. With our pledges, we are saying that we intend to put our faith and love into action. And we expect the church to do the same in return. We're making pledges to this place. Pledges of faith and pledges of fidelity. All of us. So then, may we each and every one of us do what seems best to us. And may God take our very best and use it to keep this house holy and full of integrity and charity and moral courage and good music and good worship and maybe even good preaching to boot. Lord, if it be thy will, here is what is mine to make it happen. And I lay it now on this altar in all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my integrity. Also, I lay it on the altar. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Mother of us all, and all of God's people, then said, Amen.